essentially it causes pain in your muscles and in your joints, all over your body, and it causes stiffness in your muscles. It can be quite difficult to get up and going in the mornings until your muscles relax. It causes chronic fatigue. It can cause migraine, nausea. There's a dizziness. There's any number of effects, but mostly for me, it would be the pain I experience in my hands, arms, and legs would be the worst of my symptoms.
So if you're experiencing pain through much of the day, and you are somebody, you're well known in Derry. I mean, you're an author, a journalist for many years with the Derry Journal, and you're also known as a mum. You have two children as well. Yeah. How does that affect you through your daily life?
Some days are better than others. Some days, you know, I can, with my medication, I can make the best go of things. Other days, it's simply as a matter of saying, I can't do this today. I have to rest. I have to go to bed. Other days, you might see me now with a walking stick if my legs are particularly bad, which was a big, you know, issue for me to accept that some days I'm going to need that, because, you know, I'm only just turned 40. I was feeling great about myself, and suddenly I have to use a walking stick when my legs don't want to cooperate.
And I know that you've just stepped away from your job at the Derry Journal, which you held for so many years. Was that related to the fibromyalgia?
It wasn't directly, but it was definitely a contributing factor when I decided to leave work, because it was affecting my ability to attend work on days when it was very bad. It can affect your concentration. It causes a brain fog, where it really can be difficult sometimes even to get the right words out of your mouth. And I would find myself struggling with words, and I'm somebody that's very passionate about that. You can imagine it could be quite embarrassing when you can't actually get a word out.
How long was it between you starting to realise there's something wrong, I'm experiencing this pain, and actually getting the diagnosis?
For me, it was, thankfully, and unusually, very quick. I started experiencing very quickly very severe pain, and finding that I couldn't stand or I couldn't walk, or even walking, you know, leaving my daughter in the school, walking from the car to the school gate and back again would leave me that I had to sit in the car for 10-15 minutes before I was supposed to drive on home. So I went to the GP with that, and immediately she didn't question me. She knows, she knows what I'm like. She did all the tests, and basically to do tests for fibromyalgia you have to rule everything else out. There's no actual test for it itself. So I had blood tests, I had scans, I had x-rays. So all in all, it took me maybe about 2 months. But a lot of people aren't that lucky, and I think it depends on how open your GP is to the condition. Some GPs don't really believe that it exists.
Do you experience people who don't believe you when you say that you've got this condition? I mean, even GPs have that attitude, some of them, you say?
Some GPs do have that attitude, and some people do. They kind of go, oh, is that not one of them make-you-uppy conditions? Because there's not a distinctive test to diagnosis, it is quite difficult for somebody to say, look, this is genuinely what I'm feeling, this is how it manifests, this is what I'm experiencing, and they have somebody go, that's the condition you're living with now. And that's very disheartening, because you do feel as if you're going mad, and one of the things that can bring on fibromyalgia is stress.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling particularly stressed as well, you definitely can feel as if you're going mad. You don't know why your body's reacting this way, and it's very important to have a sympathetic ear when you are feeling that way, because it's a very, very real pain and a very real condition, and it can be debilitating.